Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama, with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
And financial advisor Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, gentlemen?
Well, let's talk about several things, Lori, but let's talk about the effects that COVID has on retirement. We've gone through a long string of COVID and different things like that, and it may not be over. You know, they say it's everybody's getting vaccinated, but I don't think it's over yet. But in a report that was put out by Hearts and Wallets, it said that 65 was too long to wait to retire. Many people thought 55 was a more reasonable goal, but few may not likely do so because of the result in insufficient savings, planning, housing costs, or student loan debt. Many people have been hit hard with an economic crisis and even shown some people there are circumstances beyond control that have made people think about the need to be less dependent on employment for income needs. Because of the unexpected financial stress, more people are now saying, I will work as long as I can. And we hear that a lot, don't we, Gary?
Yeah, we do.
The widespread unemployment may have affected some of the retirement security. We hear all kind of stories. People come in, you know, they want to retire, and we've talked to people and shown them they can retire early. Lori, they thought they couldn't retire. You know, they thought they needed more money than they needed, and that's part of what we do. Sit down and plan and tell them that, hey, how much you think you need, let's look at your expenses, let's look at your income and everything else, and look at it and see what we can get by on.
And now those that are faced with a change due to the COVID, you can sit down and advise them as well.
Right. COVID's made some changes in all our retirements and things like that. That's what we got to do. And, you know, there's a lot of changes in retirement. You get laid off, unemployed suddenly, or plant closings, different things like that. We've seen all the circumstances. My 40 years, I've seen a lot of things happen. And that's what we try to plan for that. And Gary sits in there. He knows all about this stuff now. He knows it. He's trained under me. He knows this, and he's seen a lot of it.
Well, we've definitely seen a lot of different things happen last year. I was reading last week about the number of people that had had to take money out of their 401ks or their IRAs because they needed extra money to take care of their daily needs because they'd been affected either by loss of jobs, reduction in hours. So, you know, COVID has had a major effect on people's retirement. Even looking at your Social Security benefits, if you have not been working this last year, you haven't been paying in payroll taxes, when that happens, that lowers one of the year that they're going to average your earnings over a 40-year period to determine your Social Security benefits. So it's been a really tough year for a lot of people.
It's pretty obvious that we're going to have a tax increase, folks. I mean, maybe a significant one coming up, you know, down here. And people begin to look at some ways to tax defer their money. We know that annuities are tax deferred, okay? And a Roth is tax-free, you know, income. But people begin to look now, Gary, at life insurance. Life insurance is a great way to, you know, have tax deferred money or tax-free money in there and have a death benefit too. But, you know, usually life insurance was thought of as a death benefit. You know, you buy it because you need death benefit for a spouse or somebody, or burial insurance, but now it's looked at as investment.
A lot of times people look at things during their life and they don't know how they'll use them. You know, we put money in a deferred contribution plan, a plan that we put our money in tax deferred, and the general philosophy has been, well, I'm going to pay lower taxes in retirement than I was when I was working. Well, what a lot of people find is that you're still having to live on a significant amount of your pre-retirement expenses. You know, your light bill doesn't go away. Your auto insurance doesn't go away. Look at our gas prices today. This time last year, we were probably looking at less than $2 a gallon. Now we're approaching $2.60, and who knows what that could go up to this year. So, yeah, prices going up. You have returns that are sometimes there. You have interest rates that are low, which affects what people can earn if they want to use a CD type strategy. So yeah, there's a whole lot of things that can happen in retirement that you're not expecting, and life insurance is a way to deal with a lot of those. Life insurance in a properly constructed plan can give you access to its cash value that you can borrow against, and that borrowing is tax-free. So yes, Jim, you're exactly right there.
You know, a lot of us, Gary, you and I are example, are working beyond retirement age because we enjoy what we do, and we're living longer. People are living longer. You know, used to, when you saw somebody working past 65, oh my God, why is he working? You know, but now at 70, 75 is normal age.
It just, yeah, it depends on what your circumstance is. I originally retired at 58, and here I came back to work because I got tired of playing on a boat and found something that I like doing.
You got tired of playing on a boat.
You can only do it so many days in a row. There were some other reasons, but, you know, people, I used to kid some of the doctors that I worked with years ago about how long they were going to work, and they would say, I'm going to work till I get tired of what I'm doing.
Everyone's situation is different, which is why when we offer a complimentary consultation to our listeners, you sit down and address their needs and learn about their lives and their goals and their situations. So we encourage you to call Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne for that complimentary consultation at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free if you need it is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And don't call us at midnight, but our website is there all the time to give you some basic information about the things that we help people do. You know, one of the things we help people do is save thousands, and in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars by proper tax planning. You know, we all have to pay income tax. There's no way to get around it. And Jim, you mentioned a minute ago that our taxes could go up. And, you know, we're not economists, but there's a lot of economists that are looking at where we are right now and saying it's probably impossible for our taxes not to go up. Boy, if I had that crystal ball, we could give out answers all day long. But if you're not planning for those events that could happen, you may have to change your lifestyle at a time when you really don't want to change your lifestyle.
Capital gains is going up. Everything's going up, they're saying, significantly. And that means that your taxes on investments and things like that are going to go up too.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to look for tax-deferred vehicles, and that's what we sell is tax-deferred vehicles. We do investments too, but we do annuities is a great place to put tax-deferred money. Okay, and it's different types of annuity. And I want to say this preference. Gay, I was talking to a guy the other day. I came in, and he said, I don't want annuity. I don't. I've heard a lot about annuity. I said, well, who's told you about annuity? How have you learned about annuity? He said, well, my broker has told me that annuities are bad. He said, they're expensive, tie up your money, blah, blah, blah. I said, don't you think he may have been trying to talk you out of buying annuity? Let's talk about annuity. I said, annuities are tax-deferred, yeah. They don't tie you money up a long time. They're short-term annuities. They're not more expensive than brokers' investments. Actually, they're less expensive than that. I said they're not risky at all. You can take as much risk as you want. But index annuities, which we like, they have no risk at all. They get market return-like returns without risk. I said, you need to break down. Let's look at an annuity a little bit closer. After he got through looking at it, I said, you know, that's not bad. I kind of like that. The guy ended up doing business with us.
You know, we all want some of the same things. We all want our money to be safe. because if you listen to somebody like Warren Buffett, Warren Buffett's been quoted as saying, losses hurt you more than gains help you. So, you know, when we look back at 2008, when many people lost as much as 37% of their retirement earnings with a drop in the stock market, and it took years for that to come back. Well, imagine if you never participated in those losses. That's a whole different scenario of, yes, I'm going to participate in some gains, but I'm never going to have to worry that I'll wake up one morning and see, well, the stock market dropped by 25%. It happened last March.
Well, it's up and down. Our stock market right now is erratic, and it's up and down and up and down. And you know, you got to take the risk with the rewards, but can you afford the risk at your age, at retirement age? That's what you got to look at. And that's what we tell people. If you can't, then we've got an alternative.
And we encourage you to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne to explore those alternatives with a complimentary consultation, a portfolio review, a risk analysis. Simply pick up the phone, even if it's on the weekend. Write this number down or leave a message. 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free if you need it is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Or the website.
Go AskJimBird.com, and you know, you can leave us a message anytime. And even when you do call us, if you just need a simple answer, sometimes it's 4 or 5 minutes to answer a question. I was just reading something this morning about widow survivor benefits, and we all have been taught, well, when one spouse predeceases the other, if both of them have been receiving Social Security benefits, well, the survivor gets the higher of two. Well, that's true, but there's some nuances in that even I wasn't aware of until I started looking at this. So if you're in that situation, call us, because it may be in your best interest to claim your widow's benefits, may be in your best interest to put them off for a while, and that it's just a simple program that we have access to that we can take a look at where you are. Jim, it's like you just said a minute ago, it depends on where you are and how old you are. When you're in your 30s, you know, I'll jump off more bridges in my 30s than I will in my 70s. First of all, I'll break more things. But
you live on your boat in the 30s, couldn't you?
That would even be small to live on, but I know several people that, you know, they said, let's travel around the world. Well, that's a risk.
By the way, that number we have, you know, 877-251-1984, we did that after Laurie's birthday, 1984.
thank you very much.
I never knew that. I
thought I'd throw that in there.
And if you believe that, we got some land to sell you. Waterfront
really?
Property.
I'm out of the real estate business now. But you know, it could even be a 5-minute call with us. You know, if you have a question about some of the things you're doing or considering doing in retirement, we don't mind talking with you. You know, if you want some more in-depth information, we can certainly do a Zoom meeting right now. Boy, those are really convenient for clients who can't get out or are still worried whether they've had the vaccine yet or not. And we did some of those last week. It's a great way.
Actually, y'all did a Saturday appointment too, didn't you, Gary?
We did. You know, we don't normally come in on Saturday, but you know what? There are folks that can't get in during their workday. And, you know, yeah, if you want to schedule an appointment with us and you tell us when you need to be there, we'll do everything we can to accommodate your schedule.
That's great.
Because that's what we do. We're here for you, and we're here for when you can come in. We can't, you know, we can't make 40 appointments on a Saturday, but it's not going to come up very often. But we're certainly willing to do that.
And another subject we don't talk about enough, and I need to talk about it more and more, you know, is long-term care. Yeah, because I every time I go to, you know, a nursing home or a retirement home, something like that, I see situations over there where people don't have long-term care insurance. They eat up their assets before they can qualify for long-term care.
Right.
And I've seen people go, you know, just everything they have, go through everything they've got and go absolutely broke before they qualify for long-term care. And I've heard brokers will say, oh, don't worry about that. You can hide your assets. You get it. You can do it. You can get in there. Don't worry. But they're just scaring you. The truth is, we're not trying to scare folks. You need long-term care. And if you have to pay for it, it's very expensive, folks, very expensive. And we have programs that will give you long-term care included in the products. So if for nothing else, come see us for that, or call and question us about that. Talk to us about that, because long-term care is real. It's there, and it's very, very expensive.
It is, and it gets more expensive every year. You know, long-term care is a whole lot of different things. Long-term care starts out when you just may need help at home. You know, maybe your children don't live around you, and you just need help maybe going to the grocery store, and your friends can help you then.
Yeah.
But as you progress, and if your health deteriorates, your needs get greater. And
absolutely,
as those needs get greater, the expense of having people help you with those needs. My dad was going to move into an assisted living facility in the last few months of his life. And it was going to be $4,000 to $4,500 a month. Now, that's just an apartment, I think, with some meals included, obviously maintenance and things like that. But think of the last time you spent $4,500 a month on living expenses just for rent.
Yeah.
And if you're in a full-service nursing home or nursing care facility, the expenses for that are around $88,000 a year for a semi-private room, and upwards of $100,000 a year for a private room. And
yep,
you're right, you have to spend your assets down. Eventually, Medicaid will take over. But, you know, that's for some people, that's a long way down the road. But, you know, stay healthy. Do everything you can to stay healthy. But in your earlier years, when you just need some extra funds to pay some of those bills, yes, we have provisions in several of our strategies that will give you additional income.
That's correct. Even if you think you're in a great situation for your retirement, why not get a second opinion? Why not get a portfolio review and a risk analysis? It's offered by Safe Harbor Financial Services and Daphne simply by picking up the phone and calling 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. But yeah, that you're right, Gary, you're right. And they're very expensive. And there's a lot of things that we cover in our products that not just income, guaranteed income is very important. It's nice to have a check coming in like Social Security. We know when Social Security check comes. I'm on Social Security now, and I know when that check's coming in, day of the month, it's going to be there. It's going to be in my bank account on that day of the month, you know,
you're
every
right
day. And it's nice to have it in there. But, you know, our guaranteed lifetime income is a check that will come in there for you or your spouse or both, in there every day, every once a month coming in there, or once a year, however you want it come in there, it'll be there.
Right. And you and I both look for, well, we have it, obviously it comes on different days, but think about it. Social Security is going to be there every month. It's going to be generally the same amount every month. Hopefully each year it's going to go up with a cost of living increase, and we depend on that. You know, it when you look at it, it's not really a whole lot different than when people were working. And I hate to say this, but discipline is one of the hardest things for all of us. Discipline to put enough back to retire with, and then to spend it so that it never runs out. Now, we know Social Security is never going to run out as long as we live. But let's say we just have an IRA and we're just managing it ourselves. We have to figure out what rate to take our money out. And when it runs out, what happens?
That's it.
It's it. There's no money left.
And we've had a lot of people, Gary, who've had jobs before, have 401ks and stuff over the old job. They just left it there, stuff like that. And there's nobody really managing it. You know,
yeah,
they just left it where the investments they were in. We see a lot of that lately, and folks don't do that. Bring it over here to us, and let's manage it. If it's in the market, it's vulnerable to the market. Come over there and let us manage it and show you how to get a guaranteed return on your money, and let's invest it smart and make sure it's there for a guaranteed income for your future. Don't just leave it there and leave it out in the wind, because it's very costly, too. 401ks are not cheap. You know, they have heavy charges involved in them.
And we see, like you said, we have people that come in all the time and say, oh, well, I had this 401 at another employer, and when I left, you know, they told me I didn't have to move it, so I just left it there. And they forget about them.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a pretty substantial amount of money. I heard a lawyer on television in one of his commercials the other day saying, someone called me and told me, hi, you know, I'm probably not big enough for you to care about. And I want to tell you, our clients, the same as we tell him, nobody's too small for us.
No.
If you need just help putting a small account together, we'll help you do that. I mean, we don't judge anybody, whether they come in with $5,000, $10,000, $100,000, or $1 million. We treat everybody exactly the same. Obviously, we can't create the same amount of money with $1 million that, or well, with $50,000 as we can with $1 million, but we can show you how to create income that is going to be consistent like Social Security, is going to be guaranteed for as long as you live like Social Security, and will never change. You know, the amount that you're going to get every year when you elect a lifetime income is never going to go down.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Gary, because I think sometimes it can be intimidating to meet with a financial advisor, especially when you know you don't have, you know, you're not rich, you don't have a lot of money. But you guys are so down to earth and comfortable. What you hear on this radio show is what you hear and see in your office or a Zoom, if that makes people more comfortable. But yeah, we do encourage you to take that step, take that action, pick up the phone or send an email. Contact Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne for a complimentary consultation. No obligation, no pressure, at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And, of course, you can go to AskJimBird.com 24 hours a day. And, you know, there's information there on Medicare benefits. There's information on some of our retirement strategies. We have so many different options for people. There's no way we can list them all on the website. And we don't even try because we don't know what's right for you. And each one of you that comes in is an individual.
And I hope they don't cut this, Laurie, but there's new DOL rules coming out that we can allow, we can do testimonials now from the clients coming out. And the clients do it. And I'd love to have some of our clients, been with me 25, 30 years, tell, you know, they came in, like you said, and gave us their money, some of them all at one time, some of them through the years, all their money, and they're very happy. Now, I know I can't say that. They'll probably cut this, but
that's okay.
Well, you're in a heavy regulated industry, and that's good.
Yeah.
That's a checks and balances system.
Right.
So even to not allow a testimony, so perhaps that is going to be loosened, and that would be great news.
It is. We went over it yesterday. We had a DOL meeting, and we're going to allow some from the client. We can't say it, but the clients
right.
can say it. And we can do some commercials and stuff like that. Isn't that right, Gary, I think?
There's different regulations that we have to follow. And Laura, you're right. When people come in, and I think this is one of the most uncomfortable parts of the meeting we have, because, you know, people walk in, we say hi, we offer them something nice to drink. We just try and reassure them that when you're coming in our office, it's going to be a pleasant experience. But when you start bearing your soul for what you have saved and where you have it and what it's earning, it's very hard for a lot of people to share that. And so one of the things we try and help people do is feel relaxed. We don't share any information you give us. We are not CPAs. We are not attorneys. We don't have the attorney-client privilege, but we are not required to provide any information that you give us to anybody else, and we don't. Now, when we work with a particular carrier, we do collect certain information, because one of our responsibilities is to never, ever put a person in a financial hardship. So if you come in to us and say, hey, I want to do this, our first responsibility is to say, well, wait a minute. Let's make sure whatever you're doing is not going to put you in a position that if you have an emergency, you can't handle that emergency.
Absolutely. You're right. We have to do that. We have to be very careful with that. But when they come in, we're asking them to join our family, be part of our family, and come in there. And we're not just grab your money, go on to the next one, and forget about you. You're part of our family.
We look forward to the client parties again after the pandemic with your Christmas party and some other events where it is apparent there is a close-knit group.
I have clients that I invite different functions during the year besides a big Christmas party that we had when you can. You know, right now, can't get big crowds out because of the pandemic still on, I think, but we do things like that, and we call and cut up. Well, they come by the office and just to talk and have a cup of coffee and a donut or something.
Bring you baked goods.
And now, wait a minute. I am already overweight enough. Please don't bring us cookies because I'll eat them. And then I'm going to feel guilty about what I'm not doing because, you know, I have to live by some of the advice that we give on the show. Be healthy and stay healthy and, you know, do the right thing. So, yes, we would love for you to bring a brownie, but please don't bring two dozen. Because Jim and I both have a little chocolate.
I'll eat them. I guarantee I'll eat them.
But, yeah, we laugh about our candy jar in the office
because
it fills up and then somehow it just magically goes empty. And
now, Gary fills it up. I got to admit, Gary fills it up.
And speaking of love eating, you've got seminars coming up, but aren't they booked up?
Yeah, they are booked up, but this show will air after that, won't it?
It will. Right now, we filled up our next two on March the 23rd and 25th, and so we added another one on March 30th. I think as of the day this show is airing, we may still have a couple of seats left, but you know what? Give us the problem of having to add another one. To me, that tells me that we're starting to feel better about getting out. When you do come to one of our seminars, you will see that we are social distancing. We are putting people 6 feet apart with tables. We're making sure that when you come in, you're going to feel safe just in the physical room that you're in. So we have had to purposely cut back the number of attendees, but that doesn't mean we're going to cut back the number of seminars. I love the fact that we ran over on these two and we had to add another one. Fortunately, this month it was easy to do the week after. So March 30th, I think we still have some seats available in that one.
So folks can call for either a complimentary consultation or to see if there's seats at an upcoming seminar.
It'll be a nice restaurant. Normally a nice restaurant. Come enjoy a nice meal and hear a great, you know, story. That's what we are. We tell a story and, you know, 30 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
And then
a little longer to eat, but you know, we don't do long seminars because our message is just to give you a little bit of information about what we do to see if we're a good fit for you.
And then
if we
Jim,
are, come to see us.
Jim, of course, has to throw in his joke.
Sometimes. Or sometimes I do. And I quit doing them on the station, but
your jokes are pretty bad.
I had to clean them up.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, some you have to clean up. Some are what we call dad jokes, and they're meant to be bad. They're just corny. They're just funny and cute.
It's like my cow joke the other day. That was pretty bad. My son gave it to me, so I'm not telling it. But, yeah.
That sounds like an Auburn joke, cow joke.
Ooh, now be careful there. We got a lot of Auburn fans that are clients.
War Eagle, Jim.
We're looking at one.
Your right hand, Miss Vicki Miller, is an Auburn fan.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yes, she is.
You're Alabama, but so both are treated equally and fairly in your office.
Well, some people just misguided. I'm sorry.
Well, that's just about going to wrap up the show. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laurie.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama. Pick up the phone. What are you waiting for? Call for that complimentary consultation or a seat in an upcoming seminar. 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. You can also log on to AskJimBird.com. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL Sell is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.